next phase, once you get to about 45 degrees, your shoulders out, the fallen angel falling no more, now connects to the angelic, excuse me, the animal part of the soul. Now, the Sufis, we want to thank the Lord for the Sufis, Rumi's poetry and the wisdom from the Sufis. The Sufis were Muslim mystics. The Christian mystics were persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church, and all the true Christians, the ones that were set on fire by the Holy Spirit and the Acts of the Apostles and the demonstration of Jesus before and immediately after, and for those 40 days after the crucifixion, that's what set fire to the world in terms of this great message, the central core theme of Jesus' teachings, which is love this inner power with all your heart and mind and soul, and use it to express that love in the world and lift everyone's lives up and lift the world up. That was the, you know, that was what it was all about and still is. And this is what Angel Qigong is all about. Well, that was capped by the Roman Empire, who were trying to take over the world basically then. That was the, you could say, the first movement into the political arena by the origins of the Illuminati and the evolution of these controlling groups, whether they were extraterrestrial or interdimensional or whatever they were, pan-dimensional, it doesn't really matter. But that Roman Empire was their police force, their military occupation of them trying to take over the whole world. And so they invented the Roman Catholic religion, and they put together the Bible, the Holy Bible, and edited it and castrated it and did all their manipulation on it for the purposes of capping this great explosion of natural, original, Christian based attitudes and beliefs inspired by Jesus and the apostles. Same thing happened with the Muslims, inspired by Muhammad. The Sufis were the Christian, with the Muslim mystics, and Islam became the, you know, the sort of Roman Catholic version of that spiritual tradition. And so they became the organized religion and absolutely persecuted the Sufis and tried to destroy them. Part of the gift that the Sufis brought was the understanding of that there is an animal part of the soul. And so when we are at 45 degrees here, when the wings are coming down in Angel Qigong, we tap into that animal power. We literally fill ourselves up with our animal spirits, with our animal guides, with our animal totems. Bring them into you. Think now, what animals do you resonate most strongly with? Which animal, what animal? Birds, butterflies, whales, fishes, dolphins, wolves, tigers, animals, what is it? What combination? You can, as many or a single or as many as you like. When you hit that 45 degree point there, that's when you start breathing that into you. Bringing it into you as presence. Filling yourself up with it. Letting your imagination run wild. Allowing yourself to transform like a shaman, like a shapeshifter, into these creatures. Letting those creatures run through yourself, across the hills and valleys of your psyche. Let them fly free in your mind. Let them swim deep in the waters of your soul. Fill yourself with the presence of these creatures. Ride them. Fly with them. They can be real creatures in the world, or they can be mythological creatures or combinations of. Just fill yourself up with that power, and you will appreciate how incredible it is.